This is a Fox News alert. He's been fired. I'm Lee Silicera. The Uvalde, Texas School Board has relieved Police Chief Pete Arredondo of his job over allegations he made several critical mistakes during the response to the May 24th school shooting at Robb Elementary School. Officers armed with rifles waited in a hallway for more than an hour while the gunman was inside.
Arredondo, who has been on unpaid leave, did not attend the hearing, citing security. In a statement, his lawyer accuses the board of failing to follow procedure, arguing suspending him without pay did not count as a complaint required by law to consider termination. Arredondo under fire for not taking charge on the day 19 children and two teachers were killed. He's claimed he did not know he was the incident commander.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. President Biden making good on a campaign promise to forgive student loans for millions of Americans. The plan is to erase student debt up to $10,000 for people earning $125,000 or less, and an additional $10,000 for those who receive federal Pell grants. The president says the plan is paid for.
There's plenty of deficit reduction to pay for the programs. Cumulative deficit reduction, pay for the programs many times over.
But Republicans argue the plan is not fair to those who already paid back their loans or those who chose to not go to college. The widow of Kobe Bryant has been awarded $16 million by a jury after she sued Los Angeles County over pictures of her husband that were taken of him at the crash site in 2020 where he and the daughter Gianna died.
Vanessa Bryant testified during the trial that she lives in fear that she or her children will someday see the pictures online. Her co-plaintiff, Chris Chester, was awarded $15 million. His wife and daughter were also among the nine people killed in the crash.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. A federal judge has barred Idaho from enforcing a strict abortion ban in medical emergencies. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The suspect in a deadly Midtown Atlanta shooting spree will remain behind bars for now.
Raissa Kingye is the woman police in Atlanta say shot two people to death and left a third hospitalized. She is staying in jail, says the judge.
In light of the top count of murder, I am precluded by our delegation order from setting bond for you.
Kingye had previously filed lawsuits against a former employer claiming she was retaliated against and that her condo's management company broke into her unit to steal evidence. One of the victims was a former colleague of Kinye's. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali has agreed to settle two Massachusetts lawsuits that accused him of sexual assault.
Lawyers for Natalie Tenney and Alexandra Brown confirmed they had resolved their separate lawsuits in state court in Boston against the celebrity chef. Attorneys for both sides say the matter is confidential and resolved. Tenney's accusations were the focus of a hashtag MeToo era criminal prosecution that ended in his acquittal. Tenney claimed that Batali groped her breast, buttocks and crotch area and forcibly kissed her while drunkenly posing for selfies with her at a bar near Boston's Eataly, the Italian market and restaurant that at the time he partly owned in 2017. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Hall of Fame quarterback Len Dawson, who helped the Kansas City Chiefs to a Super Bowl title, has died. The MVP of the Chiefs' victory over the Vikings in January 1970, Lenny the Cool went into the Hall of Fame as a player in 1987. He was also inducted as a broadcaster in 2012. Dawson spent several decades working on local TV while also doing color analysis for NBC and hosting HBO's iconic Inside the NFL. Len Dawson was 87. Wall Street, the Dow added 59, the NASDAQ plus 50, the S&P gained 12. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.